Hi, everybody. I'm Harry. I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm a 100-pounder, a relapse survivor. Just to sort of briefly fill you in on how the disease impacted me, my top weight was 462 pounds.
Okay, like I said, don't
do that. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
No. Never mind. Somebody asked if you could stand up, but that's
not.
No.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, my top weight was 462 pounds. This disease, I had a heart attack, I had two stents in my heart, arthritis destroyed both my knees. I just had two knee replacement surgeries, just had the last one a couple of months ago. So I am acutely aware that this is an incurable, fatal, progressive disease, right? It literally is trying to kill me, you know? And so I take this real, real serious. And I didn't the first time around in OA, which is 20 years ago. I just treated it as diet with support, and that I lost a lot of weight, but then I got cocky, and then I regained it all with bonuses, of course. So for me, my food plan is grounded in the first step, right? I am powerless over food. I tried for decades to control my food, thinking, oh, I can manage this. You know, I can diet and lose weight whenever I want. I can eat, you know, trigger foods in moderation. I can do it, right? I'm smart. I know a lot about nutrition. I've done a bunch of therapy, so I understand why, where all this came from. You know, I got it, right? And boy, was I wrong. I did not have it. And so, the fundamental principle of my food plan is this: I am fired from food decisions. It's really that simple, you know. It's like I work with a nutritionist, and I have a sponsor. And working with a nutritionist had its challenges because most nutritionists do not rock compulsive overeating, and I had to educate her to say, look, here's things I can't eat, you know. And you know, she would say things like, oh, you know, you're doing so well, why don't we try adding in these, you know, X, Y, and Z? And I'm like, no. Cannot do that. So I have my list of trigger foods and trigger food behaviors, and those are just out, right? I'm never going to eat those again, one day at a time, God willing. And then I weigh and measure everything I eat. I worked out the plan between my nutritionist and my sponsor, you know, portions for, you know, protein, for veggies, whatever, right? I've got everything planned in advance. And every morning, I write down what I'm going to eat for that day, and I email it to my sponsor. And then when I eat, I take a picture of what I eat before I eat and send it to my sponsor. And if I need to change, then I need to talk to my sponsor, not leave a message. I need to actually have a conversation. If he's unavailable, I need to talk to somebody else who has more recovery than me and say, hey, my plan was to do that, do X, but it turns out I can't, so I'm gonna substitute Y. Is that okay? Because my disease is so sneaky. It creeps in. It tells me that I got this. It tells me a little is okay, you know, and then there's a little more, and then a little more, and a little more, and the next thing you know, I'm back face down in the food. And so my fundamental principle is I cannot be trusted with food decisions. You know, I've been making a lot of progress. I've got a year, 4 months and some change of abstinence. I've lost over 200 pounds. And I'm so grateful for it. And it, believe me, it's not me. No matter how much weight I lose, this 5 pounds of crazy between the ears isn't going anywhere. And so I'm going to need this program one day at a time for the rest of my life. And so I'll give you the specifics of my food plan. I typically, for breakfast, I always have like a peanut butter sandwich with a low-carb tortilla, two tablespoons of peanut butter, and an apple. That's breakfast every day. For lunch and dinner, I will usually have either some kind of sandwich, again, on a low-carb tortilla. I can handle those. I can't handle bread. I can't handle, pasta, pizza, anything like that. But I can handle the low-carb tortillas. Some people can't. I can. I don't know why. And so I'll have, like, 4 ounces of protein. It'll either be meat or some sort of veggie protein, tofu, fake meatballs, whatever. And then, you know, veggies and condiments. I weigh and measure everything except the condiments. Either that, or it's going to be a cup and a half of rice and beans, with some sort of protein, typically sausage or beef, chili, you know, and then a salad. And so that's my meal plan. That's what I eat every day. And for I have an afternoon snack. Typically, it's 2 cups of yogurt and fruit. Today, it's going to be an apple and string cheese because, you know, I'm not home. So, but you know, it's very very structured, very simple, and I don't eat anything outside the plan. And it's a relief for me to not have to make decisions about food. There's such freedom from that. You know, when if you'd have told me a couple of years ago that I was going to weigh and measure everything, take pictures of everything, get someone's permission for everything, I would have thought, oh, this sounds like hell. But it's freedom, I'm telling you, to not have to think about food and to not have to be responsible. Is this okay? Is this not okay? Can I get away with this? You know, can I do that? You know, and so that is my food plan. And there's certain behaviors, like I don't eat in my car, no drive-thrus, no all-you-can-eat buffets. Those are absolutely off the menu for me. And when I'm open with the people in my life, you know, here's, you know, I weigh and measure my food in front of them, and you know, they understand that this is what I need to do to cope with my disease. And so that's the length that I need to go to. And you know, the specifics of the food plan vary from person to person. You know, like for instance, I can handle rice, my sponsor cannot, you know. There are certain flavors of diet soda that are fine with me, and others that just trigger cravings for me. And so there's certain one flavor in particular I cannot have because it just, it's too damn good, right? You know, I have a buddy among the program who says that, you know, when his trigger foods, he doesn't just want to eat them, he wants to have sex with them. He didn't use that word, of course, you know. And that is so true. And so for those foods where it's trying to feed something other than just nutrition, I don't take them, and I try and meet those needs in more direct and healthy ways. And so that's it. I mean, I'm fired from food. That's my food plan. Thank you.